We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Fliggy Flame.
Flame Monroe.
What up, Breakfast Club? Hello, Envy.
What's up,
hello, Jess Hilarious.
Hey,
this is our first meeting. How are you, beautiful?
That's the first time y'all met?
Yes, it is. What's up, Shaw Shaw? We talked inbox, but we never met on
Facebook. And Flame never met in person?
No, I just been talking to her for years and have never met her.
That's crazy.
I know.
I was gonna show up at a house in Baltimore.
I know.
So how's everything been going, Flame?
Everything is one. You know what, Envy? I can't complain.
They showing you so much love now, and I love it.
Wait a minute, what my fans? That I brought y'all a gift.
You got new fans?
Yes. You know, Charlamagne love
perfect
fans
ones for y'all.
Yes.
Just hilarious. So I had to bring you a He She We fan because you don't have
Thank
one
you.
Of those.
I don't.
And I had to bring Charlamagne and Envy my new fan. Yeah, I got one for you that's gonna be even better. When you want your wife to get down with you. Tell her to do that.
Kiss my dick in the face.
Kiss my dick in the face.
That's what every time a bitch get on my nerve, that's exactly what I tell her. Kiss my dick in the face.
Jesus Christ, Flame.
Here you go, Envy. That's one for
all
you.
All right, thank you.
I can't get just that because she ain't got no penis. I know the girls want her to have one, but she don't have one.
Thank you,
bro. Kiss my dick in the face.
Why did you make these fans to say kiss my in the face?
Because I'm telling you, I get so much backlash and bullshit. I just had to remind a bitch, I don't need to hear that bullshit. Kiss my dick in the face.
Those people love you, Flame. Need
I love
you.
Myself. I don't give a damn who don't love me.
They need right. you. They need something to be upset about. They don't have
Always.
A life if they don't have something to be upset
that
about.
That is very true, Charlamagne. But I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what I'm excited about. That I just got my fourth seat podcast season with iHeart under the Black Effect name.
Hey.
Laugh and Learn with my beautiful co-host in the back, Bobby Clifford.
Bobby.
I also just won an award from Go On Girl Book Club in Charleston, South Carolina for an Audible book that I did for James Hanaham called Did Nobody Give a Shit What Happened to Carlotta? And he just signed the movie rights. Now, I can't play the bitch in a movie because I'm a little too old, but I'd be the bitch in prison that was a friend. It ain't like I ain't been in prison before. And just things are moving the comedy career. My 1 hour special, me and Netflix real close to signing this deal.
Okay.
And if I can get Joe Coy to EP it, that would be perfect because that's who I want to EP, man.
Why Joe Coy?
because Joe Coy is Netflix's golden boy. And I want to be put in a space to where I can be seen to get nominated and win not only an Emmy, but a Griot Award. Because a Griot Award would mean more to me than an Emmy would.
I didn't know Joe was Netflix's golden boy.
Oh, Joe is definitely Netflix's golden boy. Because an Emmy Award is us celebrating. I mean, a Grammy, a Griot is us celebrating us. An Emmy is just, they're giving Emmys away to me now. And that ain't no dig at nobody, but they're giving Emmys away. I want to deserve the shit that I get.
Are you cool with Joe Coy?
Have you met you? Much so.
Because that's our guy up here.
We had a car fire. The rental car burned up, and Joe Coy sent me $2,000. They thought that somebody had sabotaged my car. I'm like, nigga, I'm always packing. Ain't nobody going to do shit to me. Don't let these titties fool you. This wig come off, and you trigger the nigga, and the game is over.
You trigger the nigga. And Joe Coy sent you $2,000?
He did, for no reason. And I interviewed him on Laugh and Learn the first season, and he's just a cool dude.
He is.
And I want him to do it. Plus, I want to do an hour. Not 30 minutes or 35. I want to do a whole hour.
Yeah.
Because I got a whole hour's worth of shit to talk about.
That's right.
I got to teach.
How do you? I ask all comedians this, but how do you make your special special?
Because I'm a special girl. And my haven't had a special Emmy nominated since 2019. So it's time. I don't want to put one out every 3 or 4 months. It's just recycling the old shit. Like, life has life, and I want to tell you what life has done. Plus, I need to tell the story from the inside out. See, Dave told the story from the outside in. I live in the house. I got a whole 3-minute section dedicated to the community that loves me the most. My community, I'm going to call it the gays. It's going to be fantastic. Well, it's going to be great.
I see people starting to show you a lot more love. At one time, it was very difficult for you, I believe.
Charlamagne did it. It's his fault. Because he said I was problematic, and they took that word and ran with it. They did. It was his fault. I blame him.
I said that? I don't remember saying that.
I should reach across this table.
How would my problematic ass call somebody problematic?
Charlamagne, you know what? And that was the first time I came on The Breakfast Club, that 1.6 million views, and they just went crazy. And then, you know what, Envy, what it is I've been meeting a lot more women in Hollywood, and they'll all come to me and say, I love your stance and how you feel. Thank you for defending us. But publicly, they can't say it because of the cancel culture and the fallback. And the cancel culture is real.
You think it's still real?
Oh, my God. From November 22 to August of 23, I lost every booking I had.
Wow.
Because of LGBT. I mean, they weren't all LGBT, but if it's one gay person on the board, she's transphobic, or she's not for the movement, and they canceled all my
shit.
But
you are LGBTQ.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So how do they cancel you if you're part of the...
Because I'm not saying what they want me to say. I'm grown. And it's not my truth. It's the truth. See, a lot of people come, I'm just living my truth. Your truth is some fictitious shit like these titties. Your truth ain't the truth. I tell the truth. So they was angry, especially with the sports and the trans and sports shit. That shit is bonkers right now.
Talk to me.
Same stance I had when I came here in 2019 is the same stance I have now. Create a lane for trans athletes, because let me give you the breakdown of this. You can never be the best male athlete because you've already proven that you weren't the best male.
We see that in the swimming, right?
That or whatever sport you're in. So you feel like, I want to be a trans woman or gay, and you identify as a trans woman, not gay or trans. So you go to the females division. You can't be the best female simply because you are not a female. So create a lane for trans athletes where you can be the best. I think it does a great disservice to the good trans athletes that we have, because you don't have an arena to say that you are the best. They want it to happen overnight, but Eunice Shriver created the Special Needs Olympics in 1968 in her fucking backyard with 6 special needs kids. Now it's worldwide. What we want is the microwave. We want it to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight.
What do you say to people that say that, trans athletes take these pills that suppress their hormones, so it makes them the same as women when they run, so they don't have the same strength, they don't have the same thing, and it suppresses a lot of their muscle ability. What do you say to those people?
Did my face tell you? My face ain't saying it.
Yeah, you got sunglasses on. We can't say
bullshit. Open your fan.
Yeah, open your fan.
Open the fan.
Which one is that? And I've taken hormones for years. I'm still physically stronger than a woman. And biologically, I am still male. It is not even saying that I'm not looking for my girls and my guys, my trans people to compete. Do it. But create a lane so it'll be fair, it'll be safe, it'll be welcoming, because you don't want to be a place that you don't want to feel welcome. We all have children here. We all have. So if my daughter was a swimmer or a runner and a trained, we paid money to do this and woo woo woo, and she became the best, number one. And then Lil Jon, who decided to become a trans girl the next day and said it was just ice skating, and he came and he just dominated everything. My daughter feels defeated because mm-hmm. this guy, who yeah. was an inadequate boy athlete, decided to come and be with my girlfriend. And if y'all get mad about my words and I say what I say, he was an inadequate goddamn male athlete, just like that swimmer. He was 500 for the boys, but then became number two and one.
Yeah.
Child, mm-hmm. knock it off and have his dick out. Leave me alone.
So problematic.
Is that problematic?
You are so
Why,
problematic.
Because he had a penis? That's problematic. So I got a penis. It ain't problematic. Yeah. It's called impressive.
Now, also, I know when you came up, you got a question.
No, I was saying, I love how she just has fun with everything that she does. And, like, your comedy, you make a lot of shit funny. Thank you, Jess. Yeah.
And I think that's what comedians are supposed to do. All these new comedians, where the agenda now don't look like that. It looks like everybody is beefing and angry.
I'm just so
I had
serious.
To tell a comedian yeah. last night at Comedy in Harlem, you are a comedian. But you forget you were a comedian. Mm. Mm-hmm. Everything was angry, frustrated. Mm. My take on this, I get it. I have takes on things. Make it funny. Yeah. If it ain't funny, then the aggression you put out is make your audience
is
aggressive.
What you, yeah.
I'm a fun bitch. Mm-hmm. So my audience are fun with me because I'm a fun girl.
Yeah. You was with Rolanda Watts last night, right?
I was with Rolanda Watts at Comedy in Harlem. And wow. I did Sherry Shepherd's show yesterday. Happy birthday, yep. Sherry Shepherd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy belated to Sherry. What was it like with Rolanda? She don't get no credit like she should, I don't be thinking.
I think a lot of us dinosaurs are discarded. Mm. Because I think in the Western civilization, they praise the elder. They look up to the elder. They respect mm-hmm. the elder. This young generation is fucked up. Mm. Let me just say, y'all fucked up. One more time, y'all fucked up. Yeah. Because they have no, their whole life, they're so indecisive. Mm-hmm. And you especially have a huge platform, Charlamagne, you envy, and just now, to change their minds. Because to me, especially with this being an election year, they don't know what to do. The internet tells them what to do.
That's right.
And that's right. This is a year that is so crucial to voting. And I challenge all women, that's with uteruses or without, because women can save this election. Women can win this election for us. And when I say win this election for us, I'm riding with Biden, but he ain't driving. Mm. Yeah, he's in the back seat. I drive the car because I still want him. Biden is a human. The other one is AI.
You don't want that. Biden. You just don't want Trump.
I don't want either one of them, if you want to know the truth.
Me too.
But I have an option, mm-hmm. and my option is Biden. Mm-hmm. Trump has already said that he can grab women by the woo-ha and own it, but now he wants to take the power away from a woman to where she can have an abortion mm-hmm. if she wants them. And I don't want that, because if he does that to biological women, imagine what he's going to do to trans women,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. No, we have to stand together and band together. And to my trans sisters out there, y'all be in my inbox, all this hate and all this bullshit, you better understand that the only allies that the LGBT community has ever had were biological women. Mm-hmm. Biological women have always stood by us, whether we were their brothers, sons, uncles, fathers, whatever. Men will lay down with us. Women will stand up for us. I'm mm-hmm. standing with the women.
Now, one time...
Are you scared Trump going to win the next election?
I ain't scared of shit.
Okay. Mm.
But if he wins the next election, I'm packing my shit and moving to New Zealand. I'm going to be a funny bitch with the kangaroos.
Now, I wanted to ask, you know, you've been very vocal up here. You've been up here so many times. And we've seen when your career, and you started saying that, you know, Dave Chappelle, you wanted to meet Dave Chappelle, and he was one of your favorite comedians. And then you finally did, and you've been on the road with him. How did that happen?
Mm. Wow. You know what? That fool called me. And I was on the toilet peeing. I ain't going to even lie, because you know I sit down and pee, I'm a girl. And and I answered the phone, but I didn't look. And I was like, hello. And he was like, hello, can I speak to Flame? You don't get that voice. Mm-hmm. And I said, who is this? He said, this is Dave. I said, I don't know a Dave. I said, Dave who? He says, is this Flame Monroe? I said, this is Flame Monroe. He said, Flame, this is Dave Chappelle. I was like, you lying. So I looked at the phone and it said, Ohio. I said, oh. It really might be Dave. So I jumped up off the toilet, pissed all over the floor.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, is this Flame Monroe? I said, is this really you, Dave? He said, is he sick? And I'm just talking. I was like, oh my God. He said, could you shut up for a minute, please? He said, I just want to tell you something. The first time I ever spoke to you, I wanted to tell you thank you. And it was so heartfelt. And I was like, wow. And then he invited me down to come to do
something. Oh, that's because you came to his defense.
Yeah, because of Well, and you know what?
You sold out the transgenders and came
here. No. You kissed my ass.
Oh, my God.
Let me get you right quick. You, the damn show kissed my dick in the face. That was not true. And he was like, and he brought me to Yellow Springs, and you know, I had heard that they do the thing out in the cornfields. So I thought it was like in a barn or in a shed, or it was actually in the middle of a damn cornfield. So I come on stage, it's 1,500 white people sitting in the middle of a cornfield. So I came out, I said, well, wait a minute now. I heard of angels in the outfield, but trannies in the cornfield, this is some new shit. Y'all might think I'm Jeepers Creepers, baby.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People went crazy. Mm-hmm. And he took me to 9 arenas with him. 20,000. Wow. My favorite arena, by the way. Charlotte, North Carolina. I fucking love y'all.
704.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, I had the best time there.
Was that the Bojangles Coliseum?
No, we were at
the Charlotte Hornets Arena?
Yeah, at the Hornets Arena. And it was so dope. And everybody was, Danielle Rollins was great. Marshall Brandon was great. Dave just rolled out the red carpet. I flew on a private plane with that fool. I laid in his bed, but he wasn't on the plane, so he didn't know.
Dave came back like, what's that smell?
Joe Malone, Dave. Joe Malone. Oh, Charlamagne is a hater. You can't hate him. Your short ass. I step on you. I know he is. I pee on that little nigga. And it was just a great experience. But mind you, simultaneously, while I was on tour with Dave, I was also touring with Tiffany Haddish. Mm-hmm. So I did 9 20,000 sold out arenas with Dave and 18 sold out theaters with Tiffany. 5,000 to 8,000 seaters.
Amazing.
And my name was never on anything. I always knew my place. I never sold one ticket. But I was on a show with some monsters. And I think a lot of comedians get on these lineups with these big names, mm-hmm. and they have a good night because the headliner don't always have the best mm-hmm. night. Mm-hmm. And then, this is my show. And you get to doing all that shit, and then you wonder why your name is removed off the lineup. Because mm-hmm. you ain't sold a damn ticket. This ain't your show.
But you delivered, old flame. I mean,
always.
You know, Tiffany can give you the opportunity. Dave can give you the opportunity. Sherry can give you the opportunity on her show. But if you don't deliver, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's because I'm a winning bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever tries to count me out can't count.
And speaking of winning, Netflix is a joke May 10th. Like, how you feel about that?
Oh, let me tell you something. Before I stop my check, let me fix my mouth to say it right. It felt special, but it's so many people now that, you know, sometimes it's oversaturated. Mm-hmm. And everybody is jumping into the comedy arena. All you unfilled artists in your arena, mm-hmm. go back and work on your craft, because stand-up ain't for the weak. You think getting on a microphone and venting mm-hmm. and telling what you're going through, that is not stand-up. You have to engage an audience for an hour.
Yeah.
My audience won't even go pee.
Mm.
Maybe it's because of what I got to say or the way I look.
There's not a bathroom for them to do it.
What you say?
There might not be a bathroom for them to do it.
You know what?
Girl, you might have to beat his ass one time, Flame.
Just
one time, Flame.
If I whoop this nigga, he going to fall in love with me, though. If I whoop this nigga, he going to fall in love with me. I got that kind of magic.
Leave with Flame.
I throw this coffee on you. They get me for discrimination, harassment. You know, I play LGBT on your ass. I go trans on you, nigga. I'm trans. And I don't make light of that. I love my community, but my community really be mind-boggling sometimes. I want to clear this up now, because me and Jess talked about this inboxing, because I stood with Jess when the whole situation went down, when that ridiculous bitch said that periods don't belong to women.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was ridiculous that the queen said that, and I thought the responsibility of us as trans women should have went after her and said, bitch, knock it off. You know that. And so when Jess responded, Jess was not talking to me. She was talking to the bitch that put it out there. That's it. Everybody else that jumped on the bandwagon and took, girl, I knew you weren't talking to me, because I am grown again.
Right.
I'm not a kid. I don't need no attention. I get mm-hmm. attention when y'all buy tickets to come see me on the road. By the way, I'll be in Killeen, Texas this Friday and Saturday at Twice as Funny Comedy Club. I had to do that in there. And so y'all get the tickets. Fort Hood is an all military town. Y'all come, I'm coming to serve my country. But I thought that was bullshit. And I'm telling you, as a trans woman who's very proud of who I am and what I am, I stand with biological women because I learned, like I said on here before, I learned how to be a woman watching a woman. Mm-hmm. I learned how to be a woman watching this bald head nigga here. Now, I see him do some primitive things, but
all day long. As he pulls out his fan.
Shout out, my boy. Y'all know. And shout out, I was at Comedy in Harlem last night, and a girl, you know, I do this thing called If You Ain't Scared to Ask It, I Ain't Scared to Answer It at the end of my set.
Mm-hmm.
And so this girl asked me a question about you, and it was very personal. I was like, girl, At first, she caught me off guard. I was like, oh, absolutely not. That is not who he is at all.
Well, she asked if I was gay?
No, she didn't ask, was you gay? She asked, was you a little bit gay? First of all, I don't know what the fuck a little bit gay is.
He is a little bit gay, though. No, he is.
Hey, ask him. You want to know my answer?
What's the answer?
I told him, absolutely not. I said, that's just that nigga scary. He's very comfortable in the man that he is. That does not make, so many men are not comfortable with who they are.
Yeah.
So when another person sees that on the outside looking in, you're like, oh, this is, because whatever your perception of a man is, that's your perception of a man. I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I'm a trans woman. But to my children, I'm a man. Because I'm daddy and I take care of their asses.
I beg to differ. He a little bit gay.
And Flame knows, because Flame done, whoa, you know, that whole community. Y'all done slept with some of your favorite celebrities, and they
don't
not
put me
you,
in
but I'm talking about the community.
Don't put tell me my secrets.
You know
my shit
some
going
secrets,
to the grave
though,
with me. Right. My shit going to the grave. I ain't like them hoes. My shit going to the grave with me. Plus the check still come. Hey. Wait a minute, what happened? Girl, don't get it twisted. I'm still a girl with the teasers out. Don't do it, Shyla. That is another crazy situation. I wouldn't do that. I don't need to be famous because I made you look infamous. I don't want to be famous for that. I want to be famous off of my talent. My talent speaks for me. But when they stop me and my kid, what they do not know, and I'm going to say this publicly, from November of 2022 to August of 23, by July, we were tightening our belts.
Really?
Yeah. And I never told
you
nobody.
You never said nobody? Yeah, you never said nothing?
I never told, because that's not who I am. I'm a proud person.
Yeah.
So I hustle. Mm-hmm. To take care of my, because I take care, I'm a dad. I take care of my fucking kids. And y'all mad because I had a difference of opinion. That's what made me stand up for Jess and stand up for Dave. Mm-hmm. They have a difference of opinion. My community are the most opinionated people in the goddamn world. But if you say anything that they don't like, they're ready to have a fucking meltdown. So when Netflix stood up with Dave against that machine, I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you see how that shit turned out. The same big queen who was doing all that protest in Holland turned out to be the biggest homophobe ever, calling the Asians said woo woo, and I can say the word because I'm speaking about somebody else. I'm not saying the word for y'all having a damn meltdown, and they shut it down. Now you don't even hear from her.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder who's really the bigot in that situation. Who's really the person hating in that situation?
Listen, I'm trying to spread love, Dave, joy, embrace and good, good.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I got the good, good. I passed it out since I've been in New York. What happened?
What? Blaine, we appreciate you for stopping through all the time.
Make sure you listen
y'all
to the Laugh and Learn podcast.
Interview, are y'all?
No, that wasn't 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We got another guest. That's why, Flame.
Look at our face.
You see how they did me? Y'all see how they do me when I come up here?
That is not true. We got another guest.
Turn that fan around and look at it your damn self.
Kiss my dick.
This is my co-host. Y'all introduced Bobby Clifford. This is Bobby. Jamie owns comedy in Harlem, the only black-owned black comedy club here in Harlem, New York. And Bobby Clifford is my co-host on Laugh and Learn. We on our way to season 4. And I'm appalled that I had to put some. If I knew it was gonna be 10 minutes, I could have came up
it's
here.
Definitely
with my beard.
Not 10 minutes.
25 minutes,
Flame. What are you talking about?
I ain't been in here no 45 minutes.
I said 25. You got to hit 10 o'clock.
Make sure you listen.
And y'all
to Flame.
Get Candace Owens 50. I just want your women to know that the power right now belongs to women. And for all you all who saying that you save money and this and that, you have to remember that it takes 2 consecutive terms for any president to make real change in this country, i.e. Clinton, Bush, Obama, this one ain't gonna do it. And y'all keep talking some Joe don't know who he is. Joe is incoherent. Let me tell you something. Joe is pretty savvy with what he does, and he's doing his thing. And when y'all want to keep pushing that narrative, Ronald Reagan, the last 3 years of his presidency, had no idea who the hell he was. And you know Nancy wasn't running the country. She only knew 3 words, just say no. It was a strong cabinet. So make sure that Biden has a strong cabinet, because the fear is not that Biden is too old. The fear is that Kamala is too close.
I think it's a combination of both.
Well, he ain't too old. Shit.
I think it's a combination of both.
How he too old?
Because he's the oldest living president ever in the history of
America. And the one that's 3 years younger than him got 91 indictments, and people said I do agree with you.
If he had a younger vice president, a white male younger vice president, I don't think nobody would care.
I don't listen. And you know,
I don't think we should be in here talking about individuals. We should be talking about the ideas. We should be talking about the threat to democracy.
No, you have to, because the reason Trump is so strong in it, because he pushes his conviction. He believes the shit he's saying, and he makes y'all believe it.
And people buy into his ideas. We don't like Trump or Biden. We don't want either one of them people. Like,
well, we have no other choice. And this third party shit, y'all messing up this Kennedy. If we wanted a third party, I would love to have a third party in this country. Mm-hmm. But we should have did that the day one that Biden took office. We at the 11th hour now. We at the finish line. It is not. It's either the old man or the orange old man. There are no other options. But y'all doing this third party, you taking votes away from this. And women, I'm challenging all women within the sound of my voice. Y'all got the power. We have the power. Because, that's with a uterus or without.
Because of the rights that have been rolled back, in particular Roe v. Wade.
Yes, and you have to look at what he did. A year ago, he was the fucking trans woman king that I turned back Roe v. Wade and woo-woo-woo. But when he saw that he was losing the female vote, then he started backtracking and swinging his legs on the fence. You don't get to have it both ways. Women, this is up to y'all and this is up to us.
And that's what I think we should be pushing instead of pushing the people, because you ain't going to win nobody over with the people. Because Trump got his fan base that got a cult-like following, and people ain't fucking with Biden. So you have to put that on the table.
So like, I need you to be more decisive when you make your decision, because you have to tell these young kids what to do, Charlamagne. You got a great responsibility. With great responsibility comes great power. With great power comes great
I do tell them what to do.
No, you didn't, because I watched you on Jonathan Carl, and you said you didn't like neither one of them, but you have to tell them
no,
what to do.
But what else did I say? I said Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I said he's a fascist.
You also cussed, too.
I said he led an insurrection of this country. And I said you should not have somebody in the White House who does not give a damn about the Constitution.
You think I should run for the president?
No.
I could be the president. I could be the president and the first lady. Oh my God! Oh my God! Charlamagne, you ain't no fun. You know what?
You have me a question, I answer it. Kiss my dick in the face. Yeah. Vote for me. Vote for my dick in your face.
This weekend I will be in Killeen, Texas, at Twice as Funny Comedy Club Friday. Instead of get your tickets. May 10th, Netflix is a joke at the Elysian Theater in California. July 19th and 20th, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, Uptown Comedy Club. I'm looking for a new manager and a new agent, because I was with an agency for 2 years in LA, and because of my stance as being trans, they never even got me an audition.
Really?
Agency too. Never even got me an audition. They negotiated my contract with you all, but that was only because Tiffany had them do that, because they never did shit for me.
Wow.
I'm not gonna call letters out. It begins with a U and ends with an A. Mm-hmm. But I they never did
and
shit
a trans
for
in
me.
The middle.
Well, they didn't.
You know what? Read between them letters.
Girl, you don't want me to this week. Well, I get with that. I just thought it was preponderous for that, because my talent speaks for itself. I'm always
Absolutely.
On time. Mm-hmm. I'm always prompt. I'm professional. I do my job. I'm entertaining. But you mad at me because I have a difference of opinion? That was my whole thing with Dave. I did 9 arenas with Dave. Mm-hmm. And Dave was so cool. We would talk. They actually asked my advice on things and respected my opinion about stuff.
Yeah.
That was so. And then I'm pandering for the straight people. Flame, you just kissing their ass. No, I've been this flame since I've been flame. Mm-hmm. I ain't never changed for nobody. There's no need for me to change. I'm very comfortable and confident in the bitch that I am. So there's no need for me to change.
Regardless of who you are, what you identify as, common sense is a universal language.
Well, everybody don't have that.
Flame talks common sense.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Well, that's because you cut my checks, so you both say that.
See, you're proving them right. You're proving them people right, Flame.
What?
That
you only put on for straight people because they pay.
That's right.
Charlamagne ain't straight.
Oh, Lord. Now I ain't straight.
That's what that is. You just said he was a little bit gay.
I
said he was straight. You said.
You defended
him. I'm only going on his co-worker. What his co-worker said.
Hey, man, didn't we have Flame to get the fuck out 5 minutes ago? Make sure you listen to the Laugh and Learn podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. Follow Flame and everything that Flame is doing.
Yeah, yeah. You listen to me on Coffee Time every morning. I talk politics and shit that's going on. And I just want to have one more thing before I leave. Mm-hmm. I can just say this honestly about the whole P. Diddy situation.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody asked you this.
I can guarantee you, everyone, about the whole P. Diddy situation, that Flame Monroe is not on any of the tapes. But had I been invited to the party.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Flame Monroe, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Breakfast
it's
Club.
The
thank
Breakfast
you,
Club. Thank
good
you,
morning.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.